Now we're going through the different things that a man wears, which he should not wear in a Shus Rabbim on Shabbos, but also it's not Issa Deraisa. Mikir is in it, is considered a garment. So Yetish Mesadal HaMasuma. A person should not go with this type of shoe that had nails protruding, it was nailed together, and sometimes the nails would protrude out of it because of the Gzeira, the whole might of Jews that were in a certain cave, and they got scared, they trampled one another, and they killed each other because they had these nails sticking out of their shoes. Yeah. Since this might happened on Shabbos, so Chazal asked for these types of shoes on Shabbos, but that's the time when people get together and there's more of a stress with these type of things. The Lord be Yofed is man shein beragul mafi. He's not allowed to go out with only one shoe because people are going to laugh at him. Well, he's on one shoe and concerned he can't take it off. If he has a wound or a cast or whatever it may be, a bandage on the other foot, then it's noticeable that the reason why he doesn't have a shoe on the other foot is because he can't put it on, therefore it's permitted. Yeah, the Lord be Tefillin. Person is not allowed to wear Tefillin outside on Shabbos also. Yeah, why? Because concerned that when he goes, if he has to go to the bathroom, he's going to take them off, and then he may carry them. Yeah, we pass him that it's not the time to wear tefillin, so therefore, one should not wear tefillin on Shabbos because it's not a mitzvah to do it. If he has to take them, he wants to put them on. If he has, he should put them on shaloi l'shem mitzvah, not for the sake of the mitzvah. Like kameya, a person shouldn't gather, go out with his charm, his amulet. Yeah. This manchein mumche was not tested 3 times to see that it really works. There's all kinds of different halachas how to test that. We're not going to get involved in that. But if someone wants to go out with kameyas, they have to have it checked. That's only if you're going to a shus harabim. If you're going to something that's not a shus harabim, they're more lenient because it's like a tashas. Loi de shir yoin. You should not go out with shir yoin is armor of knight's armor. The metal garment that a soldier would wear below the calf. They also had a helmet that the soldiers used to wear. Well, magophion, these are large boots, which also they were made out of metal that the soldiers used to wear. Then you also know the type of these are not Shabbos garments to wear your battle mail. But therefore, if you did go out with them, it's not a deraisa, but still, it's ultimately a bun to wear these on Shabbos.